Blog Talk Radio.
O Lord, our God, you are worthy of all our praise. You are the God who never fails to keep his promises. We thank you that in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we see your love, justice, mercy, provision, and victory. You are the God who lifts up those who are weighed down. You are the God who provides for your children. Our desire is to praise you as long as we live. Inhabit our praises as we gather together today. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today, my grandmother is a little under the weather. Evangelist Zadie offered the pastor of this show, so I'm going to be taking over until she feels well. I'm going to put a song.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never, never would have made it. Oh, I never would have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I never would have made it. I never would have made it without you. I would have lost my mind a long time ago if it had been for you. And I am stronger, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. When I look back over how you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I will say, never would have made it. I never would have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see that you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. I never would have made it without you. Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Here I am, God. Arms wide open. pouring out my life gracefully open. My heart stands in awe of your name, your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't forsake me. You will be with me. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. On to Jesus now. On to Jesus now. I'm holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. I surrender, I surrender. Say, I surrender, all that I am, I surrender, I surrender.
Amen. Okay, so we're going to now have Keyshawn London, my brother, do a verse, a scripture out of the Bible. So if you can turn your Bibles to, I'm sorry, one second. If you can turn your Bibles to 1 Chronicles 17, we're going to start at verse 2, and I'm going to give him the phone.
Amen. Then Nathan said to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. But it happened that night that word of God came to Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus says Lord, the Lord, you shall not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought up Israel, even to this day, but I have gone from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another. Whenever, wherever I have moved about with all Israel, have I ever spoken a word to any of the judges of Israel whom I commanded to my shepherd, my people, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus the Lord of hosts, I took from you the sheepfold from following the sheep to be ruler over my Israel, people of Israel. And I have been with you, wherever, whenever you have gone and cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a name like the name of the great men who are on earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and my will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Shall the sons of wickedness oppress them as previously, since the time that commanded judges to be over Israel, my people of Israel. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. And that was Keyshawn London from Arlington, Texas. Okay, so now I'm going to do a quick devotional. Then I'm going to go into asking, do we have any other people on the line? Amen? Amen. Okay. So today is based off prayer, because I'm pretty sure everyone needs a prayer every once in a while. We all need to get on our knees and pray to God. When I was at my grandmother's 70th birthday party, she was saying how she used to get on her belly. She get on her belly. She just let God use her. Like, she let God use her. Like, she gets on her belly. And I really took that. I really took that, and it stuck with me now. So from now on, I'm going to get on my belly and let God use me. In the beginning of Acts 12, before Luke recounts in detail a story of Peter's release from prison, you will notice he starts by mentioning that Herod has just executed James. It seems that he is setting the two events in juxtaposition to one another. The only difference being is prayer. What if the church had prayed for James as they had prayed for Peter? Is it possible that the story could have ended differently? Could prayer have changed the outcome of this tragic situation? I'm pretty sure we all have been in situations to where we just start praying. You know, like we've been in those caught up situations to where we don't know what to do, so we pray. We ask God for help. We ask him. We need him. Prayer does change situations, because prayer is a fundamental way in which we partner with God. So when you pray, you're partnering with God. The prophet Elijah is a great example of the principle. For 3 years and 6 months, Israel had been plagued by famine until God promised the prophet that he would send rain. I'm going to say that again. Until God promised the prophet that he would send rain. And it came to the pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." 1 Kings 18:1. But at the end of the same chapter in which the promise was given, we see Elijah praying for the fulfillment of the promise. He cast himself down on the ground, and he put his face between his knees. 7 times he sent his servant to look for any sign of rain. And in the meantime, James 5:17 tells us that he prayed earnestly. Now I want to repeat one part. But at the end of the same chapter in which the promise was given, we see Elijah praying for the fulfillment of the promise. And it also says he cast himself down on the ground and he put his face between his knees. 7 times he sent his servant to look for any sign of rain. In the meantime, James 5:17 tells us that he prayed earnestly. One might wonder why Elijah needed to pray at all, if God had already promised that he would send the answer. Elijah understood the promise required partnership through prayer. Prayer is a partnership between heaven and earth that is exercised when God's people agree with the purposes of God and pray those purposes into being in an earthly realm. How many promises they are to the child of God who will only take a hold of them earnestly through faith and prayer. Yes, prayer does matter. It has the power to change the world. I feel like I need to read 1 Kings 18. After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." So Elijah went to show himself to Ahab, as the Lord has asked. And when Jezebel cut off the prophet of the Lord, And Ahab said to Obadiah, I hope I'm saying it right. Wait, Obadiah? I hope I'm saying it right. Like, Lord, I hope I'm saying it right. Go through the land, to all the springs of water, and to the valleys. Perhaps we may find grass and save the horses and mules alive and not lose some of the animals. So they divided the land between them two to pass through it. Ahab went in one direction by himself, and Obadiah went in another direction by himself. And as Obadiah was on the way, behold, Elijah met him. And Obadiah recognized him, and he fell on his face and said, "Is it you, my lord Elijah?" And he answered him, "It is. It is I. Go tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here." And he said, "How have I sinned that you would give your servant into the hand of Ahab to kill me? As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom." I'm going to say that again. "There is no nation or kingdom where my Lord has not sent to seek you." And when they would say, "He is not here," he would take an oath of the kingdom or nation that they had not found him. And now you say, "Go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And as soon as I have gone from you, the Spirit of the Lord will carry you, I know not where. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find me, he will kill me. Although I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Has it not been told my Lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophet of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50s in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And now you say, go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he will kill me." And Elijah said, "As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today." So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Is it you, you troubler of Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel. And you have, in your father's house, because you have abandoned the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baal. Now therefore, send and gather all Israel to me at Mount Carmel, and the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat the Jezebel table." And that was 1 Kings 18. So, for now on, you feel like you're in one of those empty spaces, or you just feel like you're in trouble, or you just need help. Not even that. It's okay to pray to God, tell him how your day was. It's okay to get on your belly. It's okay to get on your knees and bow down to the King, your Father, and just let him know how you feel, tell him how your day was. Pray for your well-being. Pray for your family. Pray. Just because that's the way we communicate with our Father. He might not be always on time, but he's on time when you pray. He's there when you pray. And I know that's a fact, because as many times as I pray, I just feel his presence within me. I feel his presence as I pray. Amen. So now I'm going to ask, do we have any young people? Hello, do we have any young people on the line today? Okay. Do we have any older people on the line today? Any older people on the line today? Anybody on the line today? Introduce yourself if you are on the line. Okay, we have Tina. Are we on the line? Hello? Hold up. I'm sorry.
Okay, ready, sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, well, hello? From the young people, we have Kenauri London from Arlington, Texas. My brother, he's going to be praying for you guys today, so I'm going to pass the phone on to him.
Gracious God, only source of light and healing, help comfort me, relieving me, and give your power of heal to those who minister to my needs, that my weakness may be turned to strength and convinced in your loving care for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that was Kenauri London from Arlington, Texas.
Can you hear me?
Send a word in for someone who needs to pray for. Anybody on the line? Okay.
Hello.
You are on the line. It's okay. Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes.
This is Regina Smith.
Hey, Miss Regina Smith. This is Evangelist Zadie Alford, oldest great grand, and today I'm just taking over because she's under the weather. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but like you were called in on Saturday, and I know you missed it.
No, okay.
And
would you like to sing, grand?
I can't hear myself talking,
and it's like echoing towards, and I can't really hear Miss Regina.
But even right now,
ma'am,
you still hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
But she got an echo.
I'm sorry. I thought I had my phone on. It must be the YouTube thing. I said you may go for it, Mother Regina. You may go for it.
Okay, I wanted to do a scripture coming from Philippians, the second chapter, starting at the 12th verse. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, break out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the Son of God which rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine is the light in the world. Okay, I read from the 12th to the 15th verse of 2 Philippians 2. And I wanted to read this book, in my book, God is working in you, giving you the desires and power to do what pleases him. This verse highlights the beauty, the beautiful truth that when you spend time with God, he is working in you. Although you will not necessarily give you the desires of your heart, he will instead help align your spirit more closely to his will. God Help me surrender my self-centered desire and align my wish with faith. Now, Father God, I thank you this evening. I thank you, Father God, for carrying us all through this day. Father God, I thank you for this evening, for being able to get on the line with Sister Zadie and us and her granddaughter, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for you touching her body with your healing hand, because, Father, I know there's nothing that you cannot do, Father God. So, Father God, we just give you all the glory, grace, and mercy, Father, this evening. Lord, thank you. Remember her and her family, her whole family, Lord. And thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight, Father God. And Father God, please go with us all and stand by. Now, Father God, we all need you, and we cannot get along without you. Oh, have mercy on us all this evening, Father God. Now, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, live forever. And I ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Regina, for the word and the prayer.
Okay, you're welcome.
Is there anyone else on the line?
Yes, Mother Wynn is on the line.
Mother who?
Mother Wynn.
Oh, hey, Mother Wynn. I hope I'm saying that right, because the phone's cutting up.
Yes,
would you like to share anything?
Yes, I would like to read a scripture and say a short prayer. And the scripture is coming from Romans 8 chapter. It said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after flesh, but after the Spirit. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. My God, it's telling us the law of the Spirit has made us free from the law of sin and death. We all was in sin one time before God saved us and made us the righteousness of who he is. And the third verse says, what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. And nobody was able to save by the law. And the law just showed us our weakness and our sin, but he couldn't save us. It took Jesus Christ to save us from our sin. That's what he's saying to us. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, when Jesus came, and he came and saved us, because he paid the price that we may be free from our sins. So now we can live a righteous life because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. But they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. Is saying to us, they that's of the flesh, they mind the things of the flesh. And whatever the flesh desires, that's what they do. But we that have the Spirit of God in us, we mind the things of the Spirit. We do what the Lord, because the Spirit of God lives in us. And I just thank God for that word tonight, letting us know there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. People that walk after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that walk after the Spirit, we mind the things of the Spirit. Amen. God's Spirit is a true spirit. It's a righteous spirit. It's a spirit that mind the things of God, and that's what we want to do. Amen. If we don't mind the things of God, then we're going to let the enemy take over the spirit of which is not of God, and we'll be doing evil things that we used to do, but we mind the things things of the Spirit. When the Spirit going to tell us what to do, what is right. If we listen to the enemy, and that which the devil is working in people through the law, then therefore you're going to mind the things of what the devil is telling you, but we mind the things of God. Father, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for saving us, making us who we are. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we are grateful today in the name of Jesus that you brought us in a new place in you, God. We're not living no longer after the devil, the enemy. Though he don't bring good things, he bring bad things to us. But, Lord, we thank you, God, for saving us, making us, Lord, a part of who you are. Your Spirit lives in us. And, Lord, we want to mind the things of you, God, what you said in your word. If your people, which are called by your name, but humble themselves and pray, and seek your face, God. And, Lord, anything we ask in your name, God, we can do it. God, you are blessed, God, because we want more of you and less of us. God, yes, bless us only you can, God. Bless, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Our hearts, God, our heart, our will, our desire, Lord, is to please you. We want to be our own with Christ. Lord, speak to our heart. Speak to our heart, Lord. We want to hear from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless, oh, God, this prayer line, Lord, God, for the children and the adults, God. We all, oh, God, worship together and bless, Lord, God, the visionary of this line, oh, God. Oh, my sister Zadie, God, bless her and strengthen her. Encourage her, Lord. Cover her in the household, God. Her children, Lord, God. Oh, they're blessed because of her. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of everyone that come, Lord, God, in the name of Jesus. Giving you, oh, God, praise and glory and honor, God. God, return the blessing back to them and their families. God, help us to walk together, live together in the name of help us one to another. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I'm going to say, you hear me, Mother? Okay, come forward.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Okay, anyone else? If one else out there, I just announced that they come forward.
Hello?
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 The echo is really getting to me, but this is Carolyn Peters, and I'm on the line, and I'd like to say a word, something that I've been meditating on this week, and I saw a lot of posts on Facebook, and the post was concerning the enemy. It was like people was giving too much play to the enemy, and they wasn't recognizing, hey, I don't have to always fight the enemy, and I shouldn't be praying that the Lord get rid of my enemy. And one of the reasons I'm like, well, God, why everybody is running the enemy when you already done told us what to do about the enemy? So the Lord led me to Psalms 23, and the Lord said, thou preparest the table before you in the presence of my enemies. So when we're praying that the enemy, that God strike the enemy, that he remove the enemy, we should be praying, God bless the enemy, because God is going to bless you in the presence of your enemy. Psalms 23, it starts off with the Lord is my shepherd. And we get excited when we think of the Lord being our shepherd, but he can only be our shepherd if we have a relationship with him. And a lot of people quote this strong, the Psalms, but they really don't have a relationship with God. So therefore, they don't get to access the other five promises, because all six scriptures are promises of God. They don't get the access of the other six promises of God because they don't have a relationship with him. So he's not their shepherd. And when we think of the shepherd is, he takes care of us through everything that we need. We think the promises of God in this psalm is in the first two verses. But I like to skip down to verse number 5 where he said he prepared a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So when God get ready to bless us, no matter what we've been through, no matter what we had to live through, he's right there with us, taking us through it. He actually go before us to prepare the table. So when we get to the table, it's already laid out for us. Even though we went through valleys, even though we had people talk about us, even though we had people backstab us, even though we had people scandalize our name, those people need to be there present to see you at that table that God prepares for you, because that table is going to bless you. Even Judas was at the table, the Last Supper with Jesus, and Jesus was blessed in front of Judas. Jesus didn't try to kill Judas. He didn't try to get rid of Judas. What Jesus said is do what you do, because our enemies are our footstool till our next level. Yes, they're going to be made our footstool. God is going to place them under our feet, but they're going to propel you to your next level. So no matter how much you talk about me, no matter what you say about me, no matter how you view me, God views me the way he views me, and he created me with a plan and a purpose for my life. So that plan and purpose is going to be brought to that table, because in the presence of your enemies, God is going to bless you and he's going to anoint you. He's going to anoint you with gladness. He's going to anoint you with peace. Those enemies that try to come against you will no longer be able to come against you once you get to that table, because God's rod and his staff is going to protect you, and then surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you. So no matter what they do, your cup is going to run over. Your cup of blessing, your cup of peace, your cup of gladness. God is going to anoint you in the presence of your enemies. So when we pray for our enemies, pray that the Lord bless them and not destroy them, because they need to be present to witness the power of God, to witness his faithfulness, to witness what he's doing in your life. And that's what I have to say today, that God has a prepared table for his people whom he's calling to eat at his table. Amen?
Amen.
Hello? Hello? This is Sister Vivian. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, if I want to speak on the frequency that's going on. Everybody, when you dial in on any prayer line, you have to turn off all appliances, all TVs and everything, because the frequencies will get mixed all up and it'll cause all that. So if anybody have a TV on, something else going on, you have to turn everything off so it won't try to pick it up, because the frequencies are getting mixed up.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to let y'all know that. Did you want me to go on and say something while I'm on here?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, I hear you now.
Okay, can you hear me? I'm sorry. Yeah, you must have been on the video.
We could hear you, but not clearly.
Right. Somebody's moving a lot of stuff around. You have to get quiet.
If you can hear me, you may come forward. Each one is, may come forward as they, you know, when one finishes, the other one just announces it and come forward, okay? Am I being heard?
Yes, you're heard. Uh-huh.
Okay, come forward.
The sister had just said that she wanted her to say something while she one last got through speaking about the frequency in the line.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Vivian.
Yes, sweetheart, yes.
Yes, I'm going to make a presentation and everyone else follow after her.
If everybody else could mute out at the time, it would truly help. Praise God. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me, where would we be? Where would we be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Well, he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, tell me, where would we be? Where would we be? I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank God for Missionary Zadie Alford, her husband. I thank God for their perseverance. I thank God for he has loved them with the everlasting love, and he has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. So I want to pray this blessing as usual upon this prayer line. God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for everyone that has shared on this line tonight, God. Father God, we lift it up to you, God. Father God, that you continue, oh God, to make ways where there seemeth to be no way, God. Pour out your Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, on the leaders, oh God, and the children, oh God. Oh, Father, continue, oh God, to touch their hearts and let their hearts melt for you, oh God, that they want to obey God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that there will, the enemy won't get in and, oh God, curse them, God, as they obey you as children of. Taught to obey God, Lord God. We speak blessings up on them continuously, oh God. Oh, Father, in their school, oh God, in their play, God. Lord God, that the word will ring out in their hearts, oh God, and it'll be up on their mind, oh God, and they'll be just like the children of old, God. They started at an early age, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for loving us, oh God, no matter what age, God. You can use anybody that you want to use. God, thank you for everyone that's on, God. Lord, just, oh God, let your Holy Spirit continue to dwell in the hearts and move in mightily through and out, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because God, you give great things to your children. God, you do great things for your children, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for every song, every prayer, God. Oh, God, it's unto you, oh God, and Lord God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Oh, God, pour out your Holy Spirit even the more, that we may dwell in your presence. that we may call upon you and you will answer. You will show us great and mighty things, things that we know not of. Thank you, Father God, for who you are and who you will be. Oh, God, thank you for walking with you. Pour out. May the Lord bless each one. May he keep them. May he cause his face to shine upon them. May he be gracious to us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, sweetheart.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. I see Sister Peggy and Minister Richardson, right? Would like to come forward to make y'all presentation.
I'm on mute. I'm on.
Okay. You have a presentation?
You want me?
I'll come forward.
Who are you talking to?
Either one of you. There's a nurse who's there.
Let her go first. Let her go first. I'm sorry.
Hold on. This is Minister Kiara Richardson. Good evening, everyone. I will be reading a prayer and praying. See what I said. I'm about to. I'll be reading Psalms 100, and the first verse read as follows: Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5 and last, for the Lord is good, his mercy endures. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. God's word has been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this line, Lord God. Thank you for blessing Minister Zeta, Lord God. Thank you for blessing her husband, Mr. L.C., Lord God. Thank you for blessing Pastor Vivian, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless the children, Lord God. We thank you for the children. Thank you for coming into their hearts, Lord God. Thank you for blessing their parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for blessing each and every one that's on this line. Father God, that's representing you, Lord God. And I just want to thank you, Father God, for being with us, Lord God, leading us and guiding us in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stratton, Lord God. Thanks for blessing him, Lord God. Thank you for touching him from the crown of his head to the soul of his feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we just give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus, that's the wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready, Sister Peggy?
I've been waiting on a blessing. It seems it just won't come. Doors are shut, things are rough. It seems like you are done. But the devil, he's a liar, and he's a deceiver too. God is not through blessing you.
758?
God is not through
blessing. God is not through blessing you. So don't you ever give up. Now God come on.
Thank you.
He the God is not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. So don't you ever give up, because God promised he would do. God is not through blessing you. And I've been waiting on a deliverer, and it seems it just won't come. Body sick, pains everywhere. It seems nobody cares. But the devil is a liar, and he's a deceiver too. God is not through, my God, he's not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. So don't you ever, don't you never, ever, ever give up, because God, he promised he would do. God, he's not through. My God, he's not through blessing you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just making sure. Next up, we have Keon Smith from Hammond, Louisiana.
I'm going to do a closing prayer. Lord God, thank you for your abundant love and care for us, for forgiving our sins, even for the sins we did not realize we commit. Lord, please fill us with your wisdom and your compassion for others. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kia, for the closing prayer. Is there anyone that wants to speak before I close out?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I say hello.
Okay, ma'am.
You about to close out?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I love you all. Thank you all for the prayers.
Amen.
I'll just sing a closing song, then we'll leave from there.
You provide the fire.
and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Feel me, oh God, feel me, oh God, feel me, oh God, feel me, feel me, feel me, oh God, feel me, oh God, feel me. Amen. Lord, watch between me and thee till we. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name, love on each other. Good night.
Good night. Love y'all.
Good night, everyone. Remember to pray. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you, Michelle. You did a wonderful job. Amen. Thank you all. I love you all.
You're welcome, girl.
Bye-bye now.